number 10,340, Jeffrey and Linda Keller, north of Road 226, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
We have to keep that.
Oh, you do?
For probably about the next 90 days or so.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
But you can request it back after that.
Yeah,
period.
After that, you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. My name is Jeffrey Keller. Address 2662 Milton Ellendale Highway.
Ellendale?
Ellendale.
And do you swear affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm asking for a variance for a setback on my house that I purchased in 1981. At that time, I didn't realize that it was infringing on the property line.
And this is a rear yard setback, too.
I bet you feel that train come by.
Excuse me, sir?
I bet you feel that train coming by.
Well, the problem with that, sir, is there hasn't been a train up and down that track since King Cole closed.
Okay.
Nothing. I mean, I lived there. Probably the first 3 years we had the train going up and down. It shook the house a little bit, but get used to it.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What year did you buy the property?
1981.
Any idea how long it had been, the dwelling had been there before then?
I have traced it back to 1972.
After the ordinance was established.
Right about
well, it was owned, at that time, it was owned by a man by the name of Fred Willie. And that's as far as I could trace it back. I tried talking to the neighbors in the area that knew the man, mm-hmm. and to their Vegas, it was 72 when it was built. They were elderly people, mm-hmm. and that's the best information I can give to you.
Doesn't seem like that long ago, does it? You don't have to answer that.
yeah, that's not to be reckoned. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Miller? Okay. No further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the lot does show some uniqueness because of its size. And because of the time that the structure was built, I'd say it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant. I don't think it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood and a minimum to afford relief, thereby granting or passing all the standards for granting a variance. I'll make a motion we approve case number 10,340.
And I was second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,340. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.